Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
This line not bad. I can pay this bill and reach the salon on time. Hey, 10 minutes gone and 20 minutes? Where did the time go? I missed my appointment.
If you're stuck in line, it's time for Republic Online or Republic Mobile. Pay your bills anywhere, anytime. Check account balances, transfer funds, and much more.
Wow! I'm still in this line?
Skip bill payment lines with Republic Online. Register today.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings. Buy two, buy three, even five, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, June took Cecil to lunch for Father's Day and thanked him for being a great father. Skeeter told Maria and Annie that she had made arrangements for Annie to go to the hospital for tests. Annie's father, Perry St. John, called Skeeter and said he was coming to take her back home. Skeeter opined that she may not want the return, but her father insisted, even if he had to go to the police. She was surprised to learn that Annie was only 13, and her father said she probably lied about other things. As we return, Sydney is beating Rachel.
Got a lot of respect me for no Rachel.
No, Sydney. I can't believe you lied to me. You do everything to entice me to come back home only to beat me again.
You got to know your place with me. You getting disrespectful.
How I disrespect you? So I can't stand up for me rights in this relationship?
I am the man. And you do as I say.
Since the night you come in, I know I smell rum. You're trying to tell me I ain't smelling what I'm smelling. I can't believe I fall for your lies.
I am a man and I gonna drink if I want.
Listen to Leanne, Danny.
Don't call the people near me, me housewoman. Don't like it ignorant with you.
I wonder how you are already ignorant. You just beat me.
Talk up. Are you gonna see who coming next? I was really trying. Really trying to do better. But you keep pushing and pushing me. I tell you, I don't want you sister and she husband here. But you take the opportunity to disrespect me when I was at work by bringing them in.
I didn't know Leah and Danny were coming. They just showed up.
And what you do? What you do?
So me sister and her husband should come from so far and I mustn't let them in the house?
Yes. That is what I'm saying.
You're being unreasonable, Sydney.
You know what is unreasonable? Me working hard for me and you. Me giving you whatever you want. And you still thinking it's okay for take your eyes and pass me.
Wow.
You're going to learn a lesson with me. Listen to me. Do as I say and we ain't going to have any problems.
I don't have a vice of my own. I supposed to be your prisoner?
You're supposed to listen to your husband.
I try my best to be a good wife to you.
A good wife does listen and obey.
Okay.
I don't think God owed you that to think you're going to pull a stunt like when you run away to your sister and your husband. That ain't going to work this time.
You're threatening me?
It's a promise. I don't have no problem going to jail for you, Rachel. I'd rather see you in the ground before I let you leave me.
Oh, gosh.
Calm yourself down. I said calm down.
Why? Why we can't just live good?
This is living good to me. Me telling you what to do and you listening. It's not hard. I don't want to be this way with you. But you determined for go against me. You embarrass me and run away from your matrimonial home.
After you beat me.
For not listening to me.
I am not your child.
You is me wife. Wife's supposed to obey the husband.
What about husbands loving and respecting their wives and not beating them?
I beat you because I love you.
No, I can't take this. I can't live like this.
Where do you think you're going?
Sydney, leave me alone. Leave me alone!
You see why I got to discipline you? For nonsense like this. Come here. Rachel, come back here!
Coretta, me sorry for here, but Sister Patsy and this cancer thing. That what me mama dead from, you know?
Me know, baby.
Me just pray to Allah that done happen to me.
Yes, you got to cover yourself.
Every time me no feel little good, me just worry. That's why me just go and take one steady checkup.
More people need to do that. A lot of people would save themselves if they do that.
Because if it's something like cancer, you could get diagnosis early and get one better chance of surviving.
Oh, baby. We know that life don't last forever. But it's still hard to accept.
Me hope that Sister Patsy pulled through, man.
Me too. I mean, me and she had a problem. But at the end of the day, we're all Maroon Doyle.
Yes, and you just got to put them things aside.
How sunny though? How come he not in the shop today?
He got a tongue for do little business at Republic Bank now.
Speaking about that, I got to go to that same bank later this week to get a new ATM card.
Tell me the old one.
I don't know where I put the card or if I lost it.
But you're not frightening somebody fine, huh? Figure out your pin and go and draw out all your money.
What money? Me ain't got not much on the account. Me must got a couple $100.
But that's still your money.
Later this week, I'm gonna ask Ignatius for some time off and go down to the bank. He and Allen feeling too well. Collapsed in the office the other day.
But me see Shelly and he pass early this morning. Like them been an exercise.
Shelly must he tell you, he got to get up and do something.
Look like you okay to me. Wait. And Mr. Carter come there?
Is he, yes?
When last me see this man a walk a road by himself?
As far as I know, he don't drive or walk by himself much anymore. June and James just drive he and Lucille out.
I wonder if it's getaway then.
Cecil? You okay?
Good day, ladies.
Good day.
What are you doing on the road all alone?
I know that Lucille wanted something from the shop, but I am not sure what it is.
Oh?
I better call her.
You sure Lucille wants something?
Oh, yes. I remember. A pound of sugar.
A pound of sugar? Since when Lucille does buy things like a pound of sugar?
You sure, Mr. Carter?
Or perhaps it was a pint of rice. Why not give me both?
Look, let me call Lucille and find out.
Oh no, it seems like I've forgotten my wallet.
You sure you can get away and come on the road, Cecil?
What reason I have to get away, Carter?
I don't know. But for the longest while, me see you walking on the road alone. Every time I see you, June and James has been driving you out.
Well, they have said that due to age, they don't trust me doing certain things by myself anymore. But I'm perfectly fine and capable, and they don't need to treat me like a child.
You know the saying, once a man, twice a child.
That thing a tro.
Well, I must say you look well. They're taking good care of you.
Did I forget my wallet? Oh no, I did. How will I buy the milk now?
Sugar, rice, and no milk?
Look, June just come.
Lucille in the car, and she look vexed.
Cecil?
She not happy. Like it's getaway.
Why would you get away and walk all the way here?
Hi, Bibi. Hi, Coretta.
Hi, June.
Hi, June. How long has that been here?
He not come too long, you know.
He said Lucille wanted rice or sugar or milk. We ain't sure which one.
June and I were discussing going to the supermarket, and those are some of the things on the list. But Cecil, I didn't ask you to come out and get anything.
Lucille, I was just trying to help.
Dad, you know you got to be careful. You can't just walk out the house and go wherever you want like before.
Am I a child?
No, but Dad, you know you're getting down because of age.
I still have my perfect senses, June. Please.
We're just trying to save you from yourself. You almost walked into the path of a car a few months ago. That's why you need to be supervised.
All right, Mom. You don't have to raise your voice.
I didn't do that on purpose. Could have happened to anybody. I don't want to feel like a prisoner in my own home.
I'm sorry, Dad. We don't intend to treat you like that, you know. We just want you to be safe.
I walk here perfectly fine all by myself.
Now you're getting upset.
All right, come on. Let's go. Baby, sorry for this commotion at your shop.
It's all right, June. I take care of Mr. Carter.
This cannot happen again. You cannot just up and leave without telling anyone whenever you please, Cecil.
I am not a child.
I know you're not a child, Dad.
If you act like a child, you will be treated like one.
Poor man. It seems like he just want little independence.
Yeah, but if he almost get knocked down 1 few months ago, me understand why June and Lucille now want to walk by himself.
I guess. I know some old people just do everything for themselves until the day God shut them eyes.
Everybody different, eh?
I could see Mr. Carter frustrated. And Lucille ain't changed one bit. Hear how she talking to the man.
Man, Lucille, Lucille.
If I had a lovely big man like Cecile, I would have taken good care of him.
How much man you want, Coretta? You not got one husband?
Yes. He gonna be home soon.
Well, relax yourself. After all them donkey years me spend with Sonny, you think me got time for even study or look for another man? That is for them young people.
And who say I ain't young?
Coretta, look God aside. But you're right. You're as young as you feel.
Rachel. Rachel. Rachel, wake up now, baby. Wake up now, man.
Sydney, leave me alone. I want to sleep.
I can't sleep. Let me get something now.
I'm not in the mood, Sydney. My whole body in pain.
Come now, man.
I don't know how you expect to beat me. And still expect me to make love.
That is your wifely duty.
Leave me alone.
Look, I was trying to be nice to you. If you don't want to give me, I gonna take it.
Sydney, what are you doing? Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Stop moving and let me do what I want to do.
Sydney, stop it! Stop it! Stop it! I said no! Can we snore like a hug? I should do something to you and escape. If I call Leah now, if she gonna answer.
Oh, Rachel, were you there? Come back to bed.
Are there righty?
Who you doing? Come back and lie down.
Okay.
Come hug up your husband. Don't come out of this bed for the rest of the night.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual, and creating an equitable future for all.